You're listening to the Confidence Podcast, your favorite coaching podcast oozing with motivation, inspiration, and confidence to help you boldly take action on your dreams. I'm your host, Trish Blackwell, internationally recognized confidence coach, best-selling author, and founder of the College of Confidence, the most encouraging place on the internet. I teach go-getters in life how to take their thoughts captive, how to step out of the shadows of self-doubt, and how to courageously step into their purpose with confidence. It's time to pump our confidence muscles and train our thoughts, y'all. Let's get started. Well, hey there, it's Trish Blackwell, your confidence coach. And I gotta tell you, I am excited about today's subject. I know I say that every week, but I definitely mean it every week. I mean, you get the real me for sure. So we're talking about better sleep, more confidence, because a better rested you is a better you. Now, before you're like, yeah, but I have sleep problems. That's exactly what we're talking about today. I got you, girl. I got you. Hey, and to all my brothers out there who are listening, I know it's pink branding. And I know I technically say, hey, women, hey, girls, I also include you. Do you guys know actually about 25% of my private clients are male? So men and women, I love you both. To my men out there, my brothers, I love you. But I also love that you will allow me sometimes to be like, girl, listen. So thank you for allowing me to just be myself here with you, like a bunch of friends hanging out. But here's the thing, a better you is a better rested you. And we all love sleep, but what if sleep is hard for you or life circumstances are keeping you up at night, tossing and turning with anxiety or overthinking? Or maybe you grew up in an environment where that's what you saw your parents do and talk about how little sleep they got. Or maybe you grew up in a competitive environment like I did, where we bragged about how little sleep we got. The person who seemed to have less felt they were more important or doing more or could do, like this martyr syndrome that we buy into culturally. And here's the thing, your relationship with your thoughts at night is within your control. This is such great news for anyone who wants more hours of sleep or more restful sleep, because a well-slept you is a more emotionally and mentally sharp you and will show up in your life with more confidence and courage. So get ready. If you want better sleep, this is the episode for you. So as always, my show notes are kept at my website. Go to trishblackwell.com/458. And that does bring to my attention, if you scroll, at least in the Apple podcast app, you'll notice, I think there's about 300 episodes that you have access to. And you might go, what about these missing 200 and something? Well, they're all on my website. You can go to trishblackwell.com/podcasts and you could get that. So if you've ever wished you could access all 458 episodes of the show, but you can only see the most recent 300 in your podcast app, well, that is another, I'm full of good news today, guys. So those are all free, of course, on my website, free again, of course. Go to, and you can search by topic. So it's a really fun, we've really upgraded our user experience for the podcast on my website. So hey, give it a look, go check it out. trishblackwell.com/podcasts. And also, if you ever just wish you could buy me a cup of coffee, well, you can. That's what my Patreon page is for. You can support my free podcast work and help me cover the production costs of the show by being a $5 a month Patreon. And we do throw in some bonus podcast episodes over there exclusively for our supporters. So all you got to do is go to patreon.com/Trish Blackwell and I'll feel the love. In this episode, we are going to dive deep on sleep. I'm going to be talking more specifically about the relationship between sleep and confidence and how to scale up both in your life. Why putting pressure on yourself to sleep better, just like I have to get, like when you go, I have to get a good night's sleep, why that doesn't work, okay? And also, of course, I'm going to suggest some ways to change it. I'm going to give you some coaching on how to stop tossing and turning at night. 5 practical habits that I think everyone could be doing to improve their experience of sleep. I almost said the S word. I almost said the should word, right? Because should is just really a could with an S and a bunch of shame on it. So I don't want to do that to you, but these are things that have worked for me and a lot of my clients, and I do believe they will work for you. And then what to say to yourself at night when you can't sleep and when you're stressed about it. And look, I am somebody who falls asleep like super quick, but that doesn't mean that I personally haven't had sleep issues. Having somebody with a heavy anxiety background, it's the middle of the night wake-ups that were big for me. And also it's interesting, I had a lot of resistance to nighttime routine and a sleep schedule. So I've been on the struggle bus of sleep before, and now I'm off of it. And I can't wait to share how life-changing it is. Before that, of course, let's share our review of the week from PowerBar08. Their review was 5 stars, and they said, such a game changer in my life. Thank you. And by the way, I love Power Bars. I used to be sponsored by them. So shout out to Power Bar. They said this, I have been listening to this podcast for a few months now, and it has made such an impact on my thought life and the way I approach each day. I'm working really hard on my confidence, and Trish is such a gifted communicator and incorporates God and her faith so well in each episode. I'm a young 22-year-old, and I'm growing so much by listening to your podcast every morning. Thank you for all you do. PowerBar08, I'm so happy that I'm hanging out with you every morning. That's such a gift, such a privilege that you allow me to be a voice of encouragement and consistency in your life. And guys, if you have thought about writing a review, today's a good day to do that, because it really does. Makes my heart so glad when I open that podcast app up and look at the reviews as I prepare the show notes for the next show. And I would love to thank you on the air next week. So let me know what you think. All right, let's dive into sleep. Time for sleep. Let's first start with, what's the relationship between sleep and confidence? And we've already hinted at it, but a well-rested you is a fully alive you. And it's starting the day on empty. It gives you a mental handicap. If you're starting exhausted, you're going to live an exhausted life. The first thought you think when you get out of bed, when you wake up, is the thought that sets the GPS for your day. And for years, I wondered why my life felt so hard. For years, I burned the candle at both ends, and I wasn't managing my thoughts. Even though I was doing a lot of personal development, I wasn't really proactively, intentionally, masterfully talking back to my brain. And therefore, I'd wake up and go, oh, I'm so tired. Okay, right? Like that was my spirit every day. I'm so tired. And I lived a tired life. I mean, I was doing stuff. I lived a caffeinated life, and just total transparency, I still do. I have my cup of coffee right next to my mic right now. But it's not like it used to be. I lived a tired life because my thought created the result of my life. My first thought set the GPS for my day. And when I realized that first thought, and you might have heard me say this on the podcast before, but in case you haven't, I need to say it again. We are not responsible for our very first thought. We're responsible of whether we hold on to it and make it the reality for the day and set our coordinates into our GPS. Or if we say, oh no, that I don't want to go there today. And then what we choose to have as our first thought. And I encourage with my clients and my students in the College of Confidence that when you have that first thought, if that first thought is, oh, I'm so tired, or oh, it's so early, oh, I don't want to, like if it's loaded with negative emotion, that is what you're basically plugging into your GPS coordinates for the day. And you get to decide, do I want to stay in a negative place, or I want a negative outcome of my day today? But if that first thought is that, this morning my first thought was that. I woke up at 5:15, and honestly, I just wish it had been 6:15. And I thought to myself, I'm so tired. And I talked back to myself. And that's what I want to share with you. We get to talk back to ourselves. It's what our brain offers us at first is just a suggestion. It's just one of 1,000 potential thoughts. And that thought that gets offered to you, you can think of yourself like you're at a cocktail party when somebody comes over and brings you crab cakes. And maybe you're allergic to crab and you're like, oh yeah, no thanks. Like, I'd like the mushrooms instead, please. That's all this is. So the brain is giving you a thought. I'm so tired. And you go, you know what? I think I'll pass on that thought. It feels true because, of course, the thought that I'm thinking, I will feel that way. But instead, I'd like to choose a different thought. Instead, I'm going to say, I'm going to feel great in 5 minutes. I think that's what I said. I said something to that extent this morning. Today's going to be a great day. That was it. Now, I say it pretty enthusiastically right now. I think at 5:15 this morning, it did not sound as enthusiastic or sincere. It doesn't have to.
I just decided today is going to be a great day. I'm not going to feel tired today. I'm going to feel invigorated. I'm going to feel alive. I'm going to feel present and joyful. And if I need a nap, I can take a nap. I mean, it's okay to add a little extra, like add a little ad hoc. Well, and if I need a nap, that is available to me. And I set the day, the GPS of my day, and it changed everything. And so whether or not how much you actually sleep, yes, it does matter. Sleep is strongly correlated to mental wellness, emotional wellness, physical wellness, all the things. But fundamentally, every now and then, there's going to be a day where you do not get as much sleep as you need or as you want. But that does not have to set you back. It does not have to give you a handicap. It's what you think about how much sleep you got that is really going to make a difference about how you feel in the day. And remember this. Sleep has all these huge, miraculous benefits. It's where our brain grows. It's where our body changes and grows. It's where our metabolism has a whole kick of rebooting and maximizing itself. I mean, when I was in my personal training days, the amount of clients that did not lose weight, they were doing everything right, but they were not managing their sleep or their stress. The weight wouldn't go. So sleep and stress management is highly correlated to weight loss. But also sleep and confidence. And why? Because confidence helps us sleep helps us recover from our exertion throughout the day. It helps us, our emotional load, stay more even keel. And really, when you fatigue exaggerates your emotional load. And a lot of times our confidence gets compromised because our emotional and intellectual load becomes intertwined and we lose track of being able to figure out what are our real thoughts and what are our real feelings. And we get overwhelmed and mismanaged mind and mismanaged thoughts. And we end up with mismanaged results and exhaustion and self-doubt and second guessing and overthinking and this snowball that keeps us busy, leaves us distracted, and feels like we're going nowhere. And it's really hard to feel confident when that's what you're experiencing. So that fatigue, it waters down our ability to actually talk back to ourselves. So the better you sleep, the more you sleep, the better your relationship with rest is, the more control and power you'll have in the dialogue you have with yourself and your thoughts. And so I want to share briefly why putting pressure on yourself to sleep better doesn't work. I don't want you to go in guns blazing to bed tonight and go, all right, I'm going to sleep 8 hours, because chances are you're going to wake up at 3 or 4. And then you're going to go, I have to sleep. I'm supposed to sleep. And I've done a lot of thought on this as I've coached people. And I really believe one of the keys to breakthrough confidence in any area of our life is to keep things simple. And so I simplified it down to, I really believe there are 3 things that can happen at night: sleep, rest, and restlessness. And ideally, we all want to choose sleep. I want good sleep. I want sleep with beautiful dreams of rainbows and butterflies and unicorns. But realistically, sometimes you can only choose your backup option, right? So if you have to pick 2, which one are you going to pick as the backup? You might say, well, I just want sleep. But if you say, no, I have to sleep, then you are then proactively, when you wake up or you can't fall asleep or you find yourself anxious in the middle of the night and you're afraid of the anxiety or you're frustrated with the restlessness and you keep calculating, doing mental calculations over how much sleep you're losing and how long it's taking you to fall back asleep. And then you think about your email and you pick up your phone or whatever, your mind starts catastrophizing. I want you to, rather than think, why is my brain looping? And then our brain, we go, I can't control my thoughts. I can't turn my brain off. And if you say you can't turn your brain off, that is the reality you will create for yourself. As Henry Ford said, whether you think you can or whether you think you can't, you're right. So we need to decide, I can turn my brain off. I'm learning how to right now. I'm practicing learning to turn my thoughts off, right? But I also, by picking 2, you're eliminating 1, and you get more of what you focus on. So if you're tossing and turning and you're afraid of not getting a good night's sleep, then you're focused on your fear, which is restlessness. And therefore, you create a night of restlessness as a result. And instead, I want to invite you to a place called rest. And I do that not last night, the night before, I was restless. And then I said, okay, how can I choose rest right now? Rest is being offered to me at this cocktail party with this amazing wine, right? Like, and so is restlessness. And restlessness is right in front of me going, no, you want to eat. This is what you want. And I, no, thank you. I choose rest, not restlessness. And then we have to get our brain to start going about the business of figuring out, okay, how can I rest right now? What would be restful? How can I turn my brain off? How can I pretend I'm floating? How can I count my breath? How can I allow my mind to pray for people, right? A lot of times I wake up and I go, okay, I'm so restless. I'm like, okay, well, what if I was supposed to wake up right now and pray for someone? What if I was just supposed to rest? What if rest is almost as good as sleep, but not quite? What if it's still enough to fuel me for what I need tomorrow? What if I'm meant to learn how to be still? It's very interesting when you stop putting pressure on yourself, what that will open up. I want you to have more confidence and joy than you've ever had before. Because when you have confidence, you have more options in life. The option to say no to self-doubt, the option to choose your thoughts, the option to achieve anything you want. More confidence, more options. And I want you to have the unlimited options found in a life of joy and abundance. And that's why I wrote my newest book, Straighten Your Crown, Rediscovering That You Are Seen, You Matter, and The King Delights in You. I want you to know what it feels like to be enough. I want you to know what life feels like without anxiety, without stress, and without self-doubt. I want you to step fully into being God's daughter. And that is why I wrote this book for you. It's time to say goodbye to your old thinking and start believing that God doesn't just love you, He delights in you. You are royalty, a co-heir to Christ with all of God's riches. It's time to come alive and shine. Pre-order the book now on Amazon or go to trishblackwell.com/book and get up to $500 worth of bonuses and gifts for pre-ordering and supporting this book as it launches. Your support in pre-ordering the book will help the book reach more people and change more lives. Go to trishblackwell.com/book to get started. Okay, so I want to give you 5 habits to help you minimize. I mean, look, we're human. The human experience is going to have nights where sleep's not ideal. And it seems to happen most on the nights that matter the most. And so one thing to remember, especially I used to have this a lot of anxiety before big days, like a big presentation, a big test, a big athletic event where you're like, no, it's like imperative that I have to rest well. But did you know that, at least athletically speaking, the night 2 nights before your competition is actually more important than the night before? And that in general, there is a banked amount of natural rest that your body can go back on. And so, yeah, it's like the night before, it's important, but it's not everything. So we've got to take the pressure off. Here are 5 habits to help prevent some of the and minimize some of the tossing and turning. Number 1 is to optimize your sleep hygiene, right? Like you might have heard me coach on something I got from my mentor, Todd Durkin, the WLWB list, the When Life Works Best list. When you think about your life and when it works best, when everything's in the flow and everything is easy and everything feels good, things come together and you're your best version of yourself. How is that? What are you doing? That's your WLWB. And when you optimize your sleep hygiene, you are optimizing your sleep. Like it is, you're preparing for better sleep. And it can be something as simple as changing your sheets weekly, having pillows that you absolutely love to fall into, if making sure you have blackout curtains in your room, having a dark room to sleep in. Having a white noise, whether it's a fan, an app that you're using. But for me, my WLWB for nighttime rest is a small or extremely moderate amount of alcohol intake. You guys know I love champagne. I love wine. But I have learned that when life works best, I don't drink at night. Like, or if I do, it's with dinner. I much more prefer an afternoon drink in the middle of the day with my husband, right? Something like that. So I'm not anti-alcohol, because in moderation, I think everything is fine. But I am, for me, I've noticed that I sleep worse if I drink at night. If my glass of wine is at night, I'm like, oh man, the sleep is affected. At the end of the day, it's not worth it. There's a net negative impact of that. It doesn't mean I can't have wine. I just want to time it differently. Okay. Stopping for me, one critical thing of my sleep hygiene has been stopping my social media scrolling at 9 p.m. After 9 p.m., there's nothing my brain needs to see on social media that would be helpful, uplifting, life-giving, or good for my spirit. You know, because that's when my brain gets tired. For me, your 9 p.m. might be different, but for my 9 p.m., my brain is tired. I start comparing. I care too much what other people are doing, and I go down this thing. So I've just learned to go, that's the cutoff for me. Ice cold water before bed. I mean, I like some ice cold water, really hydrate myself, making sure my kitchen is clean. When I go to bed and my kitchen is clean, I wake up and I'm setting myself up to know that everything's in its place and I can let go. There's not this sense of like, there's so much to do and like, my mind is not racing at night. I get my drinks ready for the next day, being my kids' water bottles, my water bottle, the coffee is ready, the energy drink I might take to the gym at 5 is ready, all of that. I've reviewed my schedule for the next day. I use the Passion Planner. I take it out, I look, I review. Even though I already know what's going on, I glance ahead and go, oh, right, that's what's set up. Okay, yes, I'm working out at that time. Brandon and I are having a date at that time. I'm picking up Baker from preschool. We're doing this, that, like, you know, it just preemptively telling my mind, hey, mind, you know what's going on. There's nothing to worry about. And then my nighttime skincare routine, using all my beauty counter stuff, having a slow and beautiful and life-giving routine there. You know what was a big optimization of my sleep hygiene? Beautiful pajamas. And laying my clothes out for the next day. I mean, I used to only sleep in t-shirts and like whatever. But if that's how you're going to treat your sleep, a third of your life, and you're like, yeah, whatever, I'll just take my trash that I don't want to wear anymore, this shirt's so gross, I won't even get to Goodwill, but it's kind of comfy. What if you could have comfy and beautiful? So the third of your life you are spending in bed, and you want to optimize it, well, there's a little ways to do it. A minute of stretching, I have a lavender linen spray that I like, and I also like to read my Bible at night on my iPad. So those for me are my WLWBs. Now, that's not necessarily my nighttime routine. And my tip number two, my habit number two for you is to have a simple and specific nighttime routine. So all of those things I do, a lot of them I do on default, but for you, I recommend just saying, what are three things that I'm not doing right now that would create a beautiful routine for me that I like? Is it, and can be something as simple as making sure you always kiss your spouse and that the kitchen's clean and that you take 3 deep breaths before you lay down in the sheets, right? Or you do a brain dump or like, but pick 3 simple things and create a pattern and see how that feels. And your brain is looking for patterns. Your brain is looking for little triggers that say it's time to start shutting down. It's time to start going to bed. One of the things I love on my Apple phone, there's a nighttime routine, like a nighttime, you can say this is my bedtime. And so my bedtime is set at like 10. And at 9:20 or 9:25, it's so funny. We'd be sitting, Brandon and I will be watching TV and it goes off and we're like, okay, Trish, get ready for bed. It's like prepping a toddler or a child to be like, you have 30 minutes left. I love it. So what happens is like at 30 minutes, I think before my goal to sleep is the iPhone will go, will do a, like in a chimey voice. I'm not going to sing for you guys because you believe me, you don't want that, but it's a, the lullaby, like the first 5 seconds of a lullaby, kind of in a bell, very inviting, soothing way. And it's the rockabye lullaby. And you're like, oh, right. And we laugh and smile, but it does, it triggers my brain to say, it's time to start unwinding. It's time to start shutting down. So triggers are huge. And that's the third tip, the habit to trigger your nighttime routine to start. Now you might just turn your Wi-Fi off at a certain time, and that's the trigger. You can use the bedtime notifications and settings within your phone, and that could be your trigger. You could set an alarm on your phone, and that's your trigger. But just what is it that one thing happens, what is the next thing that tells you, oh, I have about 30 minutes until I start winding down with intention? The fourth habit is to make your bedroom inviting. And I'm a huge, huge believer that it should be screen free. We've had many discussions. My husband loves the idea of having a TV in the room. At least he did when we first met. And now that we don't, he won't go back. And it's so funny. We got this unnecessary TV and I was like, what if we put it in the bedroom? He was like, oh no, no. And I was like, yes, this, like, I brought him over to my side. But there is something beautiful about not having that. Your room is where you escape screens. Not to say, look, I told you I read my iPad in bed, and it's not that you go in there and then they're also in there. But make it inviting. Come home at night. Go to a made bed. Make sure you make your bed in the morning, so at night, as your nighttime routine starts, you're invited. You remember that you loved yourself enough to make the experience of pulling back your covers an amazing feeling. But what else can you do to make your room inviting? Maybe you need to organize your clothes. Maybe there needs to be an exodus of clutter. And then, speaking of an exodus of clutter, the fifth habit is to empty your mind. Empty your mind, make an exodus of all your anxiety, all your anxious thoughts. And you do that by journaling. I do it with journaling. I do it with prayer. You can do it through a brain dump. In my coaching, in the College of Confidence, I teach my students to ask themselves at the end of the day, hey, how did I make myself proud today? How did I love others today? And what did I learn today? And you can write those down. And what that does is when your brain starts thinking, I'm not doing enough, or, oh, maybe you go, yeah, wait, I am. There's nothing going wrong here. This is exactly how it's supposed to. I am allowed and fully permitted to rest. I've had a day well done. Well done, me. Time to recharge. So again, those five habits are to, number one, optimize your sleep hygiene with a WLWB list. Number two, have a simple and specific nighttime routine. Number three, trigger your nighttime routine to start. Number four, make your bedroom inviting and screen free. And then number five, empty your mind. Now, I wanted to give you one other way to talk back to yourself to kind of expand upon what we were talking about with the choice of between sleep and rest and restlessness. And as you are telling your brain that it doesn't boss you around, but that you are the boss of it, there are some things that you can say to yourself at night when you can't sleep. One is, hey, this is an opportunity. Hey, I didn't expect this opportunity. Now I get to manage my thoughts. Not that, oh, I have to do all this thinking. Like, no, no. Hey, I'm presented with an opportunity to manage my thoughts. This is good. Another thought that's been helpful to me is, I don't have to sleep to be rested. I don't have to sleep to be rested, to be rested well. It's okay that I'm not sleeping now. I give myself full permission to rest. And you'll be amazed when you do this at the release that happens and the sleep that will follow. Oh, by the way, nighttime routines could include tea. There's a CBD peppermint tea that I like. There's it might just be drinking water, or maybe it's a small glass. Sometimes I just want a little glass of milk, right? What is it that's the trigger that says, body, let's, well done. You did good today. Time to chill. Another thing to say to yourself is, I choose sleep and rest, and I release restlessness. Hey, and then sometimes this works for me too. I'm alive, I'm grateful, and I was awakened to pray for someone. I will. I'll lay in bed and go, hey, Lord, you got me up. Who am I supposed to be praying for? Someone needs us right now. And I'll just let my mind, as my mind wanders, instead of wandering on the things that give me anxiety, I'm wandering at the opportunity to think and love on people through prayer. And then finally, those thoughts that are racing in my mind, I give them permission to pause. You're almost going to imagine taking them and putting them on a bookshelf. They'll be taken care of tomorrow. They'll be there tomorrow. Today, right now, it's all okay. Those, they're getting sorted tomorrow.
All right, so we're sort of saying, yes, brain, I see you. Yeah, thank you for the reminder. I won't forget, right? And that's why it is so helpful to do a brain dump before you do a lot of that, before you lay down at the night, so that you don't forget, right? So I hope that is encouraging. I hope that you get an amazing night's sleep. And hey, and if you haven't yet pre-ordered your copy of Straighten Your Crown, do it. Do it, do it. It is not too late. You want in on this. And when you pre-order a copy, you get an audio copy of the audiobook for absolutely free. And you might not have heard this, but if you pre-order three or more copies, you will get an invite to my upcoming exclusive VIP Walk in Worthiness experience. It's a worthiness workshop. We're going to be talking all about self-worth, how to actually believe that you matter, that you have purpose, and that all the self-doubt, all the insecurity, all the self-consciousness, that you can just let it fade, and how to talk back to the insecurity and engage your faith so bravely in how you live. The workshop experience will provide you with the tools to stand firm in your worth no matter what the world around you says or what your trashy thoughts and old thinking might say to you that you're not doing enough, and believe that you are enough, and how to express the overflow of abundant love that flows through your life. That is going to be happening. The workshop's happening and being recorded for our attendees on September 22nd. The only way you can get an invite is to pre-order three copies of Straighten Your Crown, which you can get at trishblackwell.com/pre-order. That's going to take you right to the Amazon page, trishblackwell.com/pre-order. If you want to see more about the book, watch the book trailer. Hey, is this even a book you want? Go check it out. Go to trishblackwell.com/book. And you'll see all about it. And when you have your receipt from Amazon, all you need to do is email me and my team at book@trishblackwell.com, and we'll get you that audiobook. We'll get you that invite to the workshop. And I cannot wait to go deep with you guys on all of that. Hey, our listener of the episode this week is Audrey Ryan. She's a new COC member and she's rocking it. Secondly, she says this on Instagram. She said, "Hey Trish, greetings from Ireland. This weekend I discovered your podcast and I'm absolutely loving it. I have struggled a lot with fear and anxiety, but I am looking forward to listening to all of your podcasts." She actually mentioned she has a progressive eye condition that will leave her blind, and it absolutely terrifies me. I'm so looking forward to the rest of the podcasts. I'm taking down notes, and just thank you for being the highlight of my weekend in discovering your podcast. Well, Audrey, you are rocking it and going deep, and the work you're doing in the College of Confidence is going to just pay just tremendously for the future. And I want to speak to you for, I shared the story of this being told, right, you have a progressive eye condition, and the fear of the unknown, fear of the of something that truly terrifies you. And so many listeners are in that position, and I want you to find joy in the day. That fear in the future is not real yet. So don't invite it into the present now. Allow the fear, feel it. It's okay to feel it. It's part of human, being human. And I'm so sorry that is a medical condition that you're having to work through and navigate and learn how to manage your brain about. Learn how to find the good, learn how to find the joy in it. And learn how to so deeply appreciate what you have been given right now as it is. And so I am cheering you on, and cheering on anyone who is feeling discouraged because of a diagnosis or a prognosis or something that feels overwhelming. Because I want you to know, a lot of that future is still unknown. Even if a doctor says something, it's not a guarantee. Don't live in the fear of something that might not even happen. Let's live in the hope of possibility and in the joy of the presence and the gift of life that you have right now. And Audrey, you brought up something really true. Like, the ability to hear is a gift. The ability to see is a gift. The ability to feel, to speak, to walk, to touch, to hug people, to there are so many gifts. We are so rich in human gifts that God is so gracious to give us. It's very easy to look around at where we're lacking or what our fear is saying. But gosh, the joy and the life that will give you just deep meaning and that will be contagious and inspiring to others is to really just be in the day, be present for the gift that it is. Ask yourself, what am I proud of for myself today? How did I love today and what did I learn today? And to know that that is a successful day. And when you know you are successful and you can lay your head on your pillow at night and say, today was a success. I am a success. Then you can sleep pretty soundly, my friend. So guys, tonight, just rest. Take the pressure off and be proud of the growth that you're experiencing, because growth itself is also a gift. Hey, go out there today. Share this episode. If you have a friend who struggles with sleep, be a friend. Share the show, okay? Hey, just, you know, you can just press forward and you can text it right to your friend. Guys, I'm cheering you on. I'm here for you every Tuesday. Keep coming back. And like I said, if you want more, just go to my website. All the other episodes are there. Now go out there today. Go be more of who you are. Be you. Be free.
Thanks for listening to the Confidence Podcast and allowing me to be your coach in your life. If you love the show, please let us know by leaving a review on iTunes. Are you encouraged by what you learned? Share this episode with a friend and let us know how the show is changing your life by connecting with us on social media, on Facebook at Trish Blackwell Coaching, or on Instagram at Trish_Blackwell. Ready to take what I teach and really take it to the next level? Join us today in the College of Confidence. The College of Confidence is a land of rejuvenation and refreshment, where you go to be recharged, revived, and refocused on what is possible in your life and your ability to impact the world. We open up the vaults and depths of who you are, challenging you, inspiring you, pushing you, and growing you to use absolutely every last ounce of gifting and talent God has breathed into you to the absolute fullest. And I will be there myself every step of the way, getting to know you and cheering you on. Get started at collegeofconfidence.com.